Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Aaron Gurnas. Our guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville is Iowa Representative Greg Hartzell. He's going to talk about a couple of bills that passed through the Iowa House during last week's legislative session. He'll also talk a little bit about some of the things that don't get as much publicity that the Iowa legislature does. Talking about this past week in the legislative session, and actually we just wrapped up our legislative coffee here at the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce. At the very beginning in your opening comments, you mentioned that there is an eminent domain bill that went through the House this week. Talk a little bit about what that does.
Okay, well, basically this addresses an issue that came about with the 2005 U.S. Supreme Court New London, Connecticut versus Kelo decision, where the Supreme Court said that local governments are justified in condemning property and taking away from one private owner and giving it to another on the basis of that it'll generate more tax revenue. And that would be, in their opinion, a legitimate use of the eminent domain laws. After that decision, there was a lot of states that put forth legislation that tightened down the eminent domain laws so that it made it harder for government to take property, to condemn property and take it away from private owners for, you know, what could be frivolous uses. And we have situations here in Iowa. Unfortunately, Iowa was one of those states, but it never got addressed. It got a little bit of play in the legislature for a while, and then one thing after another, it just got dropped and got put on the back burner. So this is something that that I campaigned heavily on because we do have some scenarios here in Iowa where private property owners are their farms are being threatened from being taken away and for recreational use. It's not even to increase the tax base. It's for just recreational use under the guise of drinking water. Now, that's where Representative Bobby Kaufman was the lead sponsor on this. We were both freshmen. I contacted him after the election, and I said, this is something that's important to me. We worked on the legislation together. We got a lot of bipartisan support from Republicans and Democrats to get this bill together, and it passed this past Monday in the House with huge bipartisan support. It looks like it has a good future in the Senate. It has at least some buy-in from counties and cities because it's not going to hinder their ability to do public, you know, legitimate public works projects using eminent domain. So I think it's going to be on the governor's desk here in a few weeks, and I fully expect it to be signed.
All right, well, we'll keep our eye on that. You also brought up an idea of a flat tax during your opening comments, and what does that mean for Iowa citizens?
That's something that passed here just on Wednesday, and what it's doing, it's giving Iowans an alternative to our several layered brackets of income tax by going to a flat tax, a 4.5% flat tax. And this is something that has been looked into to help provide another way of providing tax relief. It just gives Iowans a choice when they're paying their income taxes. They can either use the current system or they can use the 4.5% flat tax with zero deductions or credits. But the thing that I want to stress is that no one will pay higher income taxes under this plan. It's just another way that makes Iowa's tax system simpler, flatter, and fair. And so that's something that we're looking into to give as another way to make taxes a little more easier to handle, and also it provides about 40% of Iowans a tax cut. So no one's going to pay any more in taxes by implementing this alternative system. It just gives Iowans a choice.
Now, you said it passed Wednesday. Was that with bipartisan or on a party line vote?
It was, I believe there was some Democrat support. It was mostly a Republican idea. I don't remember the exact vote, but I thought there was some Democrats that did vote for it as well.
Okay, so we'll see how that progresses in the Senate.
Well, it goes on to the Senate now, and I don't know. It remains to be seen. It's a little more controversial, a little more of a party line issue than the eminent domain bill. But yeah, that's I'm hopeful that it'll get at least a consideration. I mean, House Republicans are not dug in on any one idea as far as tax reform. This is just something we'd like to get the conversation started.
All right. Well, we'll see how that progresses as well. You did mention today, too, that you got to manage your first bill. It's sounds like it was a pretty non-controversial thing, but talk a little bit about that experience.
Sure. It was kind of an interesting one to get your feet wet on, and what happens typically is when a bill goes to your committee, you are assigned to a subcommittee to kind of work out, that's where you have your public hearing and so forth, and you kind of work out the details of the bill. And I was chair of the particular subcommittee for this bill. It dealt with updating our Iowa code so that it caught up with technology. I mean, we ban the use of radar speed detection jammers, but now with increased technology, we have laser jammers now. But the Iowa code doesn't include that. So we had a very good subcommittee. We had had unanimous support in the subcommittee. We had unanimous support in the full committee, and it passed 99-0 on the House floor. But that was a good one to get your feet wet. You introduce the bill on the House floor to everyone. You take questions regarding the bill and what it pertains to. And so, it was kind of a neat experience.
And that kind of gives an idea of just the normal day-to-day work, too, that you and Amy were talking about today of the legislature that really doesn't get the pub or the press.
Sure. There's a lot of non-glamorous bills that we work on that, by and large, gets unanimous or a large bipartisan support. And so, there's things that we need to take care of in the Iowa code. Either it's outdated or we need to make a grammatical change or something like that. There's a lot of workload that involves technical bills or what we call code cleanup bills.
Finally, as we wrap up, I imagine education reform, property taxes, they're still on the table. We'll still hear a lot about them in the upcoming weeks, probably some conference committees, that sort of thing.
Yes, that's the next big thing. The next big focus is property tax reform on the House side. The Senate's education reform bill has made its way through. There's different, the versions between the House and the Senate are differing. And so now just becomes the process of trying to find some common ground.
All right. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add today?
Just be in Lucas County next week for town hall forums. And I don't have all the specific details. Just watch for the newsletter and online as well. So we'll just be in Lucas County next Friday for town hall forums.
Thanks to Greg Hartsill, our guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville. Let's Talk Knoxville is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com on a radio audio media player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella's up next.